Hey there, this is Tanya Wright from MasterTheMontessoriLife.com, the place for Montessori lovers ready to make themselves centered, organized Montessori guides, nurture happy, normalized children, and create smooth, successful Montessori days. Let's get you closer to your transformation today. Welcome. Good morning, everybody. Hello, how is it going? Today's topic in the Montessori, Master the Montessori Life show is amazing. I am so glad that you are here and we're going to learn so much together. My goal is for you to become a centered, organized Montessori guide and get you one step closer to your transformation, one step at a time, one show at a time. I hope that you are enjoying these live trainings. I just started them back up again, stopped, took a break in May, not to just relax and not do anything, but actually because I was working on getting the new website up. So I am really excited to share with you again. After all these months, since May, I've been working on MasterTheMontessoriLife.com. MasterTheMontessoriLife.com. And it is absolutely awesome. It is beautiful. It is all things Montessori, guys, anything and everything. And obviously, because it's new, it's got a lot of things, but I will be adding and I have been adding more and more things every single day just to help you, to encourage you and to watch you grow and flourish. So say hi to me. Can you hear me all right? Is everything good? Make sure that you check out MasterTheMontessoriLife.com at some point today. All right. How is everyone doing? I am so happy to be back with these live trainings because started with the bang after the break with the workshop. It is a 5-day workshop and it was so amazing, so exciting to get back into it. And then I get to see you every week as you come to the live trainings with me. So I want to invite you to 2 Facebook groups. They are completely free and they are to help you grow as well and have that continuity, right? Have the support, the accountability. If you are a homeschooler, whether you're doing Montessori or not, join the Natural Homeschool Community. So all you'll do is go to Facebook and in the search window, you're going to type the Natural Homeschool Community and the group will pop up. Then you'll request to join and you will be part of the awesome, awesome homeschool group. It's for anything and everything homeschool, right? And then if you want only Montessori, then go to the Montessori Way Prep Room. That is the group that you're going to be looking for, the Montessori Way Prep Room, because that is where we do our preparation. We prepare ourselves, we talk about lessons and ideas, and I share all kinds of just wonderful activities that will help you and benefit the children that you work with. So make sure that you join these 2 groups. I think that you will find them extremely beneficial. All right, so let's get into our training today. Today is all about the Montessori parent. The Montessori parent. If you are a Montessori parent or if you work at a Montessori school, chances are that you are a Montessori parent as well. Why? Because you do Montessori at your work, daycare, school, anywhere that you work at. And it is such an amazing method that I am absolutely positive that it would be very hard to hold back and not do it at home when you are a parent. So whether your children are going to a Montessori school or not, if you're doing Montessori at home, you are a Montessori parent, all right? So let's talk about some things, 3 things that I have learned from being a Montessori parent. This is important. This is an important training because it will open up your eyes to start thinking about some really good steps to move you forward, okay? In Montessori education, there are many things said about the curriculum, the activities, the subjects, the Montessori guide, which is the Montessori teacher, and so on. But do you know if Maria Montessori mentions the parents at all? Well, good news, she did. She wrote several specific lectures with wonderful parenting strategies that will make you successful. It is your job to make your home environment the best Montessori experience that you can. The Montessori method is beautiful to embrace as a lifestyle. So doing it at home is only natural. In this training, I'm going to share with you 3 important things that I have learned about being a Montessori parent. And I know that these 3 things are going to help you and encourage you as well. Are you ready? Well, let's get started with one. Number one, you actually become a more consistent parent. Maria Montessori said, "The greatest gifts we can give our children are the roots of responsibility and the wings of independence. By being consistent, we help them get there." Inconsistent parenting is said to be one of the most detrimental behaviors that affect child development. Why? Because consistency is more important than we give it credit for. As much as they might like to act like they don't, children actually like repetition. They crave and thrive in predictability. Children want to know what comes next. It honestly, it really gives them security. That's what it boils down to. How does Montessori help you become more consistent? Well, here are some ways. By following the order of the lesson presentations. When you are having to follow that order, it makes you consistent. The displaying of Montessori materials on shelves, just the way the methodology on how that is done also helps you become consistent. And also, by the way, routines are done repetitively. That's a funny word. I've been practicing it for a while. And well, in the Montessori classroom, of course, when you do it over and over again. So how can we become more consistent parents? By internalizing and rehearsing with our children. I learned to be a more consistent parent when I had the step-by-step and the order of things of Montessori. Never forget that children feel safer with consistent routines. So try your best to do it. What do you think so far? Go ahead and say hi to me and tell me what you think. Leave some comments here. If you have any questions, go ahead. If you have a story to share, go ahead. I love the interaction with people here. I have you on several platforms, so you might not see other people's comments, but I do get to see everybody's comments. So people are starting to say hello, saying hello. Oh, hello, Burke household. They say hello right here. Well, that is point number one. And that, guys, I went to the most important one first, because you say, well, what do I get out of Montessori? What about the parent? It's all about the teacher and the student and the environment. Well, what about the parent? Well, this one's for you. This training is for you. And this point of becoming more consistent is super important. Number two, you become a more flexible parent. You might be thinking, well, Tanya, you just said that it helps me become more consistent. That means more regimented, more of the following the order of things or the steps. And now you're telling me that it helps me become more flexible. How can that be? Well, let's talk about that. Maria Montessori said, development is a series of rebirths. If we want to translate that into a more applicable sense for us, then that means that sometimes we need to try again, a rebirth. That means that we need to be flexible, right? So Montessori at home looks different than Montessori schools in several ways. One of those ways is that you have to wear the parent hat and the teacher or Montessori guide hat, which can bring some friction, some conflict. If you are a Montessori parent at home, raise your hand. I know that you know the struggle is real. Sometimes that can really be a struggle. There's the safety of the home, but there's also a unique behavior that children have. They let down their guard. When they are in a comfortable place or with a comfortable person, like a parent, they let down their guard. Have you noticed that children sometimes act out more when you are present than when you're not? That is why they actually feel safer with you. So they let down their guard and sometimes they start acting out more. They feel more comfortable to let their feelings know. They express themselves more using their words or their actions, their behaviors and their attitudes. So that can be a good thing and a not so good thing, because letting it get out of hand can exacerbate behavior issues and mental health problems in either the child, the parent, or both. But there's a sweet secret weapon I'm going to tell you about that many Montessori parents forget that they have, so they don't use it. This secret weapon is flexibility. See, when you are doing Montessori at home, you are able to have the flexibility to change your schedule as you need to, because they're your children, they're your responsibility. And by default, if you are doing it at home, you're going to have a smaller number of children, which makes it easier. When you are at a Montessori school and you have 20 to 25 children, you can't cater to a select one or two that are having a particularly hard day and change up your entire schedule due to that. But when you are doing it at home, you as a parent can decide to change up the schedule or change up a few things to make things run more smoothly. So flexibility is also that blessing in disguise. If your child is having a hard time in the morning, you can easily move your Montessori activities to midday or in the afternoon. Now, you might be asking yourself, how does Montessori help me become more flexible? There are many problems solved in a child's behavior when you follow the child. Remember, when you are in a traditional school, you have to keep going. The show must go on. And so that means that when the child is having a bad day or is having just a difficult period of time, maybe in the morning, maybe they didn't sleep well or something, the show must go on. Sorry, not sorry. I'm going to continue shoving the information down your throat, whether you're absorbing it or not. But when you are following the child in the Montessori philosophy, then you are able to be more flexible, to really see deep down what the issue is with the child and pivot to help the child get into a better place to where that education can be absorbed. There is power in observations, reflections, and in following the child. I'm going to repeat this again. If you are taking notes, you really want to write this down. There is power in observations, reflections, and in following the child. So you are observing the child, you are reflecting on what you are observing, and making a plan when you follow the child. Okay. Now, I have a resource that I want to share with you. Hi, Anita. Hello, Fancy Tan. Hello, everybody. I see Anita saying hello, and Fancy Tan is saying hello, and she's agreeing with what I'm saying. Point number two is also very important. So becoming consistent and becoming flexible. Before I tell you point number three, which is also super important, I'm going to share with you a resource that I've put together that I would love for you to take a look at. And I will see you on the other side of this quick commercial and give you point number three. All right.
Are you fascinated about the Montessori philosophy, but are frustrated about not knowing where to find the right information? I don't blame you. You need to learn, plan, and teach Montessori the right way. And to do that, here are some great resources for you. You can start Montessori at home with this awesome 30-page digital book that is going to send you in the right direction and starting from step one. But we also have Planning Montessori at Home, and this 65-page digital book is going to give you the guidance that you need to do it right from the beginning. And lastly, we have Teaching Montessori at Home. This 36-page digital book is going to show you exactly what you need to set yourself up for success as you venture in this fantastic Montessori journey. You can go to shop.masterthemontessorilife.com and click on digital books. You can find each one individually or save when you get them as a bundle. Get yours today.
All right. Yes. Go to shopmasterthemontessorilife.com and search digital books. You're going to see it right there on the menu. So as soon as you go to the main page, shop.masterthemontessorilife.com, you're going to see digital books right there as an option. So just click on it. You will find all of the digital books. Make sure that if you want to save in two ways, let me tell you really fast, make sure that you go and find the bundle of the three, because you can find each one individually, but you save when you get them as a bundle. And as an added surprise, if this is your first digital book purchase, use the code WELCOME20, all together, no spaces, WELCOME20, and you will get 20% off your first digital book purchase at shop.masterthemontessorilife.com. So make sure that you find the bundle so you save there, and then use the promo code WELCOME20 and you will save even more. All right. Now let's go into point number three. You become more engaged. You become a more engaged parent. Maria Montessori said, "Do not tell them how to do it. Show them how to do it and do not say a word. If you tell them, they will watch your lips move. If you show them, they will want to do it themselves." That is a great quote by Maria Montessori. She was so in tune with being more engaged with children. So I mentioned observations. I mentioned reflections. I mentioned also becoming flexible, becoming more consistent. And I also mentioned following the child. Now, in order for you to become more engaged, that means that you have to be present. You have to be right there for the child. You have to be patient. When you're more engaged, that means you're more involved, and that means you need to be more patient. But you are really doing yourself a favor, and you're doing the child a favor or children a favor, because you're helping them shortcut their path to independence, which in turn helps you, because then you will watch them grow and soar in independence, and there will be less for you to be repetitive about. You can move on to new things instead of feeling like you're trapped in the same thing over and over, repeating yourself over and over. You can actually move on and learn new things, move on, learn new things, and so on. It's a great journey to be on. The Montessori philosophy has made me a more engaged parent. The way that it is done, the way that it has done that is, well, let me try to explain it. It's because it encourages you, of course. The Montessori guides, it encourages you, us, to be engaged from the background. So we're not the center of attention. We are not right there like, watch me, look at me. It's child-centered. It's following the child, but you're still very engaged and very aware on what's going on with the child. See, through the power of the sensitive periods, there we go again, observation and lesson presentations, you will be more connected to your child's learning process. You will be more confident on how your child learns in the Montessori classroom at home. There is that special connection on why Maria Montessori wanted the lesson presentations to be done one-on-one, as opposed to you being at the front of a classroom like in traditional schools and lecturing a group of 20 to 25 children, hoping and expecting and assuming that everyone is listening and paying attention, as well as absorbing the material. So this Montessori philosophy thing, it is way more than you think if you really stop to analyze every little aspect of it. So doing Montessori through those lesson presentations, through the observations, through the, you know, finding of the sensitive periods and all of that, you will become more connected. You will bond with your child in a more deeper level, which is what we want, of course. I know a lot of you have been asking me about sensitive periods. When I went through the workshop, the five-day workshop with you guys, so many of you were very interested in sensitive periods, and I will be touching more on that in the coming trainings because I know that this is a very important topic to tackle. I just want to show you really fast. This is not commercial. This is just because it was sitting right here on my desk and I mentioned sensitive periods. This is a great resource in the shop, shop.masterthemontessorilife.com. And this is a printable guide to discover the child's sensitive periods. So you can go and learn more about the sensitive periods with this resource if you were wanting to learn more right now. I will probably do an entire training using this material at some point, but if you actually want to have some of this, I can't go into everything that's in there, but of course you're welcome to get that because that goes more in depth on that topic. All right. So you will be more confident on how your child learns in the Montessori classroom at home. And in turn, you will know how to serve the child better and better in time. Honestly, there will come a point where you will set out activities for your child and you will get a glowing glance and a smile day after day. And it, you know what? It will be as if your child is wondering, can they read my mind? Can mom read my mind? Can dad read my mind? Because you are hitting the nail on the head when it comes to what they are interested in learning. It's such a beautiful little look that they give you when they're like, how did you know that I wanted to learn about this? Well, remember the power of sensitive periods, observation, following the child, reflections, all of those things are amazing. I mentioned all of those inside the Montessori Way Foundations framework. And that is a 6-month framework that we go through the foundations, the basics that you need to learn more about the Montessori philosophy. And I will be talking more about that week after week because it is an amazing framework. It's an amazing program. And my clients are growing, thriving in their Montessori journeys. I love it. And they have me to help them along. Now, let me close with a couple of things. One is the key takeaway. And I want to start the key takeaway with a quote by Maria Montessori. One last quote, okay? Do not tell them how to do it. Show them how to do it and do not say a word. If you tell them, they will watch your lips move. If you show them, they will want to do it themselves. I wanted to read that quote for you again because I don't want you to forget that. Become more consistent, become more flexible, and become more engaged as a Montessori parent. Consistency, flexibility, and engagement in parenting are excellent qualities to have. They bring success both in you and your children. So create a plan on how you will be more consistent. Notice when flexibility is needed and how you need to become more engaged. If you want to learn and see more resources, including the bundle that I just mentioned, then make sure to go to, let me post it here. If you are on a page, you will be able to see it. But if you are not on a page, if you're in a group, then you want to go to masterthemontessorilife.com. Okay, let me see real quick. Yes, I'm going to put it right here on the screen. So you're going to go to masterthemontessorilife.com and then you're going to type, you're going to see it. It's the newest post. What I've learned about being a Montessori parent, but with little dashes in between all the words. masterthemontessorilife.com/what I've learned about being a Montessori parent. And if you are watching the replay weeks and months from now, it's not going to be the newest blog post. So you go to the search window and type Montessori parent, and you will see the blog post pop up right away. So you just go to masterthemontessorilife.com and search Montessori parent, and you will see this blog post right away. All right. So I want to show you with these 3 points, what has been super helpful for me, what I have learned myself, and hopefully it will help you as well. We have comments right here. If you have any comments, let me know. Urdi says, thank you for the session. I am doing parent session in my program tomorrow. Your information validates what I'm doing. It is indeed amazing to be able to learn from others. I am so glad that you are able to do this. See, in the Montessori Way Foundations framework, one of the bonuses that I offer is a digital book for Montessori parents. So if you are a Montessori parent yourself, you will benefit from it. And if you work at a Montessori school or a daycare, then you will benefit from sharing that with the parents that you work with, because it is really hard when children get Montessori in school or daycare and then come home to a non-Montessori home. To keep that consistency going, you want to bring the parents along with you. You want them to bring them on board and start to become, you know, more confident and more consistent in their parenting and incorporating more Montessori at home. So if you are interested in learning more about the framework, then you will want to join the wait list, because I only open the framework a couple of times a year. And let me see. I'm going to put the link on the screen. You can join the wait list and I will let you know when it's going to open up again. Okay. So you go to masterthemontessorilife.com/TMWFF, and that stands for the Montessori Way Foundations framework. Right now, enrollment is closed, but if you sign up for the waitlist, I will definitely let you know when enrollment opens again and send you more information about it. But we talk about so many foundational topics. I've basically taken everything in the Montessori philosophy and I boiled it down to what you need to know to be successful and help you move forward. And you have me as your coach for 6 whole months. So it's super helpful. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. If you have any questions or comments, even after the live show, post them in comments and I will look at them. All right. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you soon next week. All right. Be here at 9:30 Eastern. Bye.
I appreciate you sharing time with me today. You have tons of choices about what you're listening to, and I love that you chose Master the Montessori Life Show. Thank you. Well, that's it for today. Until next time, this is Tanya Wright with MasterTheMontessoriLife.com. I hope that you will take the time to digest the training to create solutions that will bring about smooth, successful Montessori days for you. Let's get you closer to that transformation today.